Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Down the first base side, diving stop by Harper, just like he did last night. He makes an excellent play against the Astros in the final inning of the game, and that'll do it. The Astros shut out tonight as the Phillies use three pitchers to combine on a six-hit shutout and win this game 5-0. The Astros have now lost 6 out of 8, and right now their lead in the AL West is down to 3 games. The Mariners will play later on tonight at home against Tampa Bay.
Mariners wound up losing, as they are wont to do quite a bit. So they it's still 3.5 games this morning as we head into an afternoon affair between the Phillies and the Astros. So the current, at least in this micro window of the last 2 weeks, ace of the Astros, Spencer Arrighetti, will be tasked with stopping the bleeding today, Seth.
Yeah.
Their ace of the last 3 starts, Spencer Arrighetti. He's the man today.
Arrighetti is, look, the pitching staff, the starting pitching staff against all odds in a year in which you've lost 5 starting pitchers at any given time, the Astros have had 5 starting pitchers out, and yet the pitching staff is turning out to be just A-OK, other than the lack of enough relievers right now.
Yeah, so I guess, he wasn't great against the White Sox, but he had those 2 starts earlier this month, man. 12 strikeouts, 13 strikeouts, and then he was really good against Baltimore. That 6-0 win, the only game against Baltimore that didn't come down to the late innings was Spencer Arrighetti just putting the clamps on him back on Thursday last week. So it's stop the bleeding, Spencer. We got to maintain this lead over Seattle.
When they were losing those close games, I was cool with it. You're losing close games versus really good teams, and yeah, look, with the guys who are out there, with an outfield which, as a whole, if you take Yordan out of it, you know, out of the equation, you've got 3 guys that are extreme minus players at the plate over the course of the last 2 months, and somehow you're still where you are in the standings. It's astounding. But now I find myself back into a little bit of that, how does this really weather the rest of the season in the playoffs?
Well, in this Jason Hayward signing, if you missed it, the Astros agreed to terms with Jason Hayward yesterday. Former All-Star, 5-time Gold Glover, made a ton of money through his career. It always feels like a guy who's made more than what his numbers dictate he should make, but he's been around a long time. Got let go by the Dodgers, got picked up by the Astros. This Jason Hayward signing makes me nervous about Kyle Tucker. And ostensibly he's just replacing Chaz right now on the roster. Chaz goes down to Sugarland finally to kind of figure some things out. I don't say finally to throw shade. Like, Chaz clearly is not in a good place mentally hitting the baseball right now. We know it's in there somewhere, but it's just not happening this year. But this Jason Hayward signing, my gut reaction was, Kyle Tucker, what's he doing? Is he playing catch today?
He's working his way up to sprinting.
Yeah, I heard about the sprinting thing.
Sean, that's one of the key skills of that's what a 5-trait player. That's one of the 5 traits.
Sprinting.
Is he capable of sprinting?
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll be like, oh, look at that guy. He's capable of sprinting. That's a 5-tool player. He is that guy right there. Hell yeah.
The biggest...
capable of running at max velocity.
Dude, I'll be so glad when this Kyle Tucker thing is over and he's back healthy again, because there's been so many fits and starts with it. Like, when he first goes on the IL and you're like, oh, okay, that whole him trying to stay in the game thing, when you and I were at that game, him trying to stay in the game, that would have been really dumb if he did that. So, like, him going on IL unto itself is really jarring, because the dude's been a rock. Like, He's been their most reliable guy just in terms of availability since he got to the majors. He's never been hurt. So seeing him go to the IL is jarring. Seeing this thing last for as long as it has been frustrating. The low point for me was when video finally surfaced of Kyle Tucker doing things in Tampa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, there's video of him doing things. Okay, he's doing things. This is good. And it's kind of far away video. And you zoom in and he's moving around like Sanford and Son, like Fred Sanford, like he's
everything but the heart attack.
Red Fox,
yeah,
I'm coming to you. Yeah, like I'm like, oh, that's
what was Fred Sanford's departed wife's name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Yeah,
Elizabeth.
Coming
yeah,
to you, Elizabeth. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, as long as Kyle Tucker's not yelling Elizabeth, then I feel like the signs are all pointed up. Okay. There we go.
If you say so. Oh, man.
Look it up, kids. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Right.
Fred Sanford.
Right, right. I'm sure it is. I'm sure it
Sanford is. Sanford and
Sons. Sanford and Son, yep.
Son was so, that cool. The thing that people don't realize is how much money junkyard owners can make.
Yeah.
You know, they keep up at, what's his name? Fred's kid. What was his name?
Lamont.
Lamont.
Yeah.
Lamont's doing all right. Don't worry about Lamont. Sometimes as a kid, I'd be like, how's this guy so smooth? He's, you know, and they've got this junkyard and his dad's such a mess. I'm like, all right, because he's sitting on a fat wallet.
Yeah, man. Oh, dude, Lamont and Rollo out there picking up all the chicks. Yeah, yeah. Rollo with his pimp hat on and everything. That was the best. I love Sanford and Son, as you can tell. On Esther, Grady. Yeah. Joe Espada. Here's Joe Espada. Justin Verlander has two starts under his belt since coming back from the IL. Here is Joe Espada's evaluation of JV.
You know what? I think the sharpness of his pitches have been there. The shapes and, you know, the slider's been pretty good. He threw some really good changeups today, the curveballs. You know, I think he's in a good spot moving forward. You know, I don't want to, you know, outside of the third inning, I thought he threw the ball really well. I know he's going to build from this, make some adjustments, and he'll be pretty good in the next one.
So outside of the third inning, says Joe Espada, Verlander gets even more specific with the,
right.
Oh, what if? Here's
one pitch.
Yeah, here's Verlander.
It's okay. You know, I felt like first outing was a little bit better than this one. I think it's kind of to be expected a little bit. It's kind of like spring training. You know, you get out there in the first game and things feel fresh, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, you know, not as fresh next time out. So, you know, fairly pleased with the pitch shapes and some of the results I'm getting. Slider particularly, I feel like it's been pretty good. you know, was obviously not pleased with the overall results, but just got to continue to work and move in the right direction. Felt like, you know, like you talked about, Julio, one inning, really one pitch, you know, that I would really like back. And so when you have one pitch that ruins a game like that, in some sense it's really frustrating. In other sense, it's like, okay, you know, it was just one pitch. It wasn't like I was getting hit all over the yard. So I always try to stay positive.
There okay. were it was a three-run homer,
yeah,
which doesn't happen on one pitch.
No.
It takes
a village to get a three-run home run. Yes,
yeah. Point of order here. It's yes, that's it was. But like Verlander's credit, I think part of that is like, okay, you know, that easily goes the other way in terms of if you don't make that one pitch, a slider that hung a little bit. And, you know, you got to tell yourself enough to keep yourself engaged
Bingo.
Mentally. But I think he wasn't quite peak Verlander last
night.
Yeah,
that's all.
So that one little soundbite kind of undoes, and that's the one that gets played. And the headline in the Chronicle is Justin Verlander rues one pitch and lost to Phillies. I think his whole quote.
Is that a real headline?
Yes, no. yes. And that, by the way,
I feel like you and I are part of the problem when it comes to that, because just for making fun of him saying one pitch.
The Chandler Rome disease of describing things as such and such player awoke this morning as
every article, man.
30th worst. That's in the Chronicle a lot now, too.
Is it?
I noticed it. Yeah.
Chandler does it. And Chandler, we need a drinking. I think Chandler does a really good job. I like reading his stuff. Every article has, they awoke on Monday.
Right.
With a 905 OPS. He awoke
And also his other thing that he does is he makes you like do mental gymnastics in your head with things like they have 8 teams have a better OPS than them in the month of October. And you're like, okay, so they've got the 9th OPS in the month of October. All right, okay. Thank you for making me think that through. Thanks.
Thanks for the extra work.
Look, and also we're not Sean and I We're not calling, some of you accused us of calling Verlander fat. We were not doing that.
No.
But I would say that he might be 5 pounds over his peak male performance body weight.
I feel safe in saying he's not in the best shape that he's been in as an Astro or anything like that.
Yeah, I think part of this might be he just needs to play his way back into shape a little bit.
Maybe.
He doesn't look like, he doesn't cut the normal Justin Verlander silhouette out there. Maybe it's the gray uniforms, I don't know.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, maybe gray is not a flattering color for him.
I would rather he lose a little bit of weight than come back insisting on the blue jerseys next time.
Yeah. Yes. someone texts in, so Tucker really broke his leg, question mark. Nobody's saying, but I think it's safe to say it's been more than just a bruise on his shin.
Well, no. It 100% could be a shin bruise. Like, this is a... Sean, we've been over this. A break would be fine. A break is no big deal, usually.
Yeah.
The deep bone bruise, sometimes there's just no predicting. Chandler Rome did a piece where he talked to four orthopedic surgeons about it and how... It can sometimes be a very finicky recovery. So, no, there's no part of me that thinks like, oh, they're hiding something from us. Maybe there was a micro fracture or something, or a hairline fracture. But that, like, the issue is just all of the swelling and everything else that comes with it.
Oh yeah.
Or if it's a bone bruise, or something like that. It's just sometimes people take a long time to recover from.
I remember now. What is it called again? Like a compartment thing or
what? Well, compartment syndrome.
Yeah.
That's where that might be one of the things that it's involved with it. So there's a lot of stuff that can happen from a bone bruise.
Yeah.
And compartment syndrome is when there's swelling and all the little pockets of fascia in your lower leg. There's no room for that swelling to go.
Fascia.
And it can shut everything down. So there's a lot of stuff that can happen from a bone bruise.
Yeah.
So it's this. I don't look at this as the Astros hiding a UCL injury or something from them. I think that this is, as four different orthopedic surgeons and other in that article and other doctors I've talked to have said, this sometimes happens. And it appears that it's the most likely explanation is that's just what happened with Kyle Tucker this
There's
time.
Three things I feel confident in. One is that I don't think the Astros are necessarily hiding something, as you just said. Two, Tucker is not doing this to get a new contract. As like some of you text, every time we talk about this, someone says, give him a contract, he'll recover miraculously. And number three, this is not me and Seth, this is not our fault. Because we were at the game 15 feet from Kyle Tucker when it happened. For the Houston fans, text message, Payne and Pendergast banned from attending any 2024 postseason games.
Yeah.
No.
I was guilty of the next morning. I gave it a 50-50 chance that he would actually play that same day. So maybe I should be banned of making proclamations like that.
There you go. Yeah.
But because at the time, I looked at Kyle Tucker almost like, the legendary Cal Ripken Sr., who, much like his son, had incredible recuperative abilities. There was a story about one time he was working as a first base coach, got hit in the face with a line drive. The next day showed up without any bruising on his face or anything.
Yeah.
That's how I thought of Kyle Tucker. There's no way a bruise will keep him out this long.
Yep.
The other thing, too, if you want a conspiracy theory about him having a broken leg, remember in that immediate week or two afterwards, he was actually in the dugout and like hobbling out to the high five line at the end of games.
Yeah.
So that's not something you do with a broken leg.
With a broken leg. Yep.
Yeah, I think it is what it is.
Yep. All right, Cougs play this weekend on Saturday against UNLV. We're going to give away tickets in the 9 o'clock hour. Nick Caserio, press conference, top of the hour. We will carry that live. He'll talk about the 53-man roster and whatever else the folks, the assembled media, have to ask him about. Speaking of the Cougs, Tillman Fertitta, with the most honest thought that I've heard any leader give when it comes to the NIL era. We've got that for you coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.